Screen readers are pieces of software that convert text to synthetic speech, giving access to computers for people who are blind or vision impaired. They can, however, end up costing thousands. Frustrated with the costly options on the market, two friends, Mick Curran and Jamie Tay, decided to create NVDA, the first open source screen reader. The project has recently hit a funding crisis and could face shutting up shop. Jamie's here to chat to us about the project's future. Welcome, Jamie.
Hi.
Now,
thanks for having me.
What inspired you to create NVDA?
Well, actually, it was originally created by my colleague, Mick Curran. And he and I have been long-time friends. But basically, he was, as you were just saying, frustrated with the cost of really expensive screen readers out there and decided to try his hand at writing his own. There had been talk of from many people for years about doing something like this, but no one had ever actually done it. So he thought, well, let's just see what happens. And he decided to give it a try. And so later in that year, I mean, I started to take some interest in the project, and we started to see it had some real potential and got some real interest from people all over the place. And so I guess that's where it all began.
Jamie, what's the difference between NVDA and other screen readers on the market?
The big difference is the cost, obviously. I mean, we're talking free versus something that can cost $1,000 or more and then upgrades on top of that. But aside from that, it's also open source, which means that anyone from around the world can help contribute to the project and improve it. It's also, it can run entirely from a USB stick, so you can take it into, say, a net cafe or something like that, or a public library and access their computers there without needing to have something installed onto it beforehand. I mean, those are the big differences.
And what have been the challenges involved? There must have been a few.
Yeah, look, I mean, developing a screen reader is a very tricky thing. I mean, it's a very esoteric area of software development. It's not just, because not everyone does it, there's lots of sort of trade secrets going around, and because obviously it's a very proprietary industry, it's very, they're closely guarded. And so we have to use a lot of really strange and obscure and sometimes downright ugly tricks to access the information that we need as good as possible.
It's been reported that the project has recently hit a funding crisis. Will NVDA survive?
Look, it's difficult to say. We have hope. Look, I mean, funding's always been a very difficult thing for us. And so we're doing our best to try to find alternative ways. Any help would be greatly appreciated. I mean, ultimately, we want to keep this thing going. We think it's really, really important that everyone has access to this kind of technology, regardless of what they can afford. And so we're hopeful that something will come through. But at this stage, it is looking a little bit dire. So we just have to, I mean, we have had a fair amount of response recently, and we're hoping that something will help us, someone or something will help us in some way, whether that be by getting us extra funding or even just providing advice to help us achieve a more sustainable model.
Now, if people want to get involved or donate, where can they go? You might have an address, a web address or a phone number?
Yeah, the best place to go is our website, which has all of the details, including email addresses and phone numbers. And you can get there via nvaccess.org, O-R-G. So nvaccess.org.
Well, this program has been brought to you by Media Access Australia. Visit mediaaccess.org.au. You can get more information there as well on assistive technology, including the NVDA screen reader. But, Jamie, if you'd like to give me the access address again, because people may want to donate to this because it's so important.
For sure. nvaccess.org.
I've been speaking with Jamie Tay, who has created the NVDA, and their support is desperately needed. So if you can help, that would be really good to make a donation for Jamie and Michael to continue with this very, very important and, of course, very, very inexpensive, like free app to be able to help you to access the screen reader. I've been speaking with Jamie Tay from NVDA, and if you want to know more, of course, you can find out more at Media Access Australia. And I'm very pleased to say that Media Access Australia supports this program.